Shalom uvrache. This week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas. I want to ask you a question, and I need you to really hold it for a moment. What is the one thing you are so passionate about, so fiercely protective of, that seeing it violated gets under your skin, into your very neshama, into your very being? What is the principle you would stand for, even if you were standing alone? Hold that thought. Now let's travel back in time. Close your eyes. Picture this. You're standing in the desert. The air is hot, thick with grief and confusion. A horrifying plague is ripping through the community. People are dying. 24,000 people died. Can you hear the sound of weeping? Can you feel the panic in the air as the leaders, even Moshe Rabbeinu himself, stand helpless at the entrance to the Mishkan? The world feels like it's ending. And in that moment of complete moral and social breakdown, you see it. A Nasi b'Yisrael, a prince of Kalal Yisrael, and a foreign princess walk right past the weeping crowd, right past the Mishkan, and engage in an act of stunning public defiance. It is a flagrant betrayal, a slap in the face to Kalal Yisrael, to the community, to our mishpachas, our families, to our faith, our emuneh, and to Hashem Yisparach himself. What do you do? What does anyone do? Suddenly, one man, Pinchas, moves. There's no committee meeting, no vote, no debate. There is only a flash of steel and a shocking act of violence. He takes a spear and kills them both. And then, silence. The plague stops. People stop dying. For this act, Hashem gives Pinchas a reward. But it's the strangest reward, a bris shalom, a covenant of peace. What? Does that sound right? How can an act of brutal violence become the seed for a covenant of ultimate peace, a bris shalom? This question, this paradox, is one of the most important questions we can ask ourselves right now, right here in 2025. To even begin to understand, we have to look at what drove Pinchas. Kanois, kine, zeal. Zeal isn't just anger, it's a fire. It's a passion for something so pure, so true, that completely burns away your own ego and self-interest. This level of devotion can feel alien to us. So let me share a true story from our own times that might make it clearer. The Gadol Hador, the great sage, the legendary Rav Eliashiv, and his Rebbetzin lived a life of total dedication to the Torah study of Rav Eliashiv. They raised 11 children in a tiny one-bedroom apartment. Rebbetzin Eliashiv was his shield. She shielded Eliashiv from all worldly matters so it shouldn't disturb his Torah study. So much so, when one of their children was in an accident, she didn't even tell him until the child was home safe from the hospital, just so his holy focus wouldn't be broken. Decades later, the Rebbetzin is on her deathbed. Rav Eliashiv, now a world-renowned Gadol Hador, leader of the entire generation, comes to be by her side. She sees him walk in, the man to whom she devoted her entire life. And with her last breath, she says, "Go, go, go back and learn. Go back to the Beis Medrash. I don't want you here. I don't need you. Go back and learn Torah." Can you imagine? For most of us, That sounds impassively cruel, but they were living in a different reality, one built entirely around the supreme value of Torah. Her final act of love, her final act of ahava, wasn't for him to hold her hand. Her ultimate act of love was a gift to him, was to gift him, and through him, the entire world, a few more precious moments of Torah learning. And Rav Eliyashiv understood. He turned and he left. That is Kineh. That is the modern Ruach of Pinchas, the spirit of Pinchas. It's a fire so intense, it reorders the entire universe around it. But, and this is the key to everything, a fire like that is dangerous. A passion that intense can consume you. An act of severity, even when necessary, can leave deep spiritual scars. Think of a surgeon. He must cut a person to heal him. It is a necessary life-saving violence. But what happens to the surgeon's soul, to his neshama, after a lifetime of cutting? How does he keep his hands gentle? How does he ensure that the hardness required for his work doesn't harden his heart? That is why Hashem gave Pinchas a bris shalom, a covenant of peace. The peace wasn't just for Klal Yisrael, it was for Pinchas himself. It was a divine spiritual therapy. It was Hashem saying, you channeled my fire. Now let me give you my water to cool you, to heal you, to make you whole again. The word shalom, peace, doesn't just mean absence of conflict. It comes from the word, the root, shalem, shlemos, which means complete and whole. The covenant, the bris shalom, was a promise to integrate that fierce act into a balanced neshama, to transform the kanoi, the zilat, into a kohen, a healer, and a servant of Klal Yisrael. So let's bring this home to you. What is your fire? What is that passion you thought about a moment ago? Maybe your fire doesn't look like Pinchas in the desert. Maybe it doesn't involve a spear. Maybe your fire is a quiet, holy fire expressed with our most precious Torah values. Is your fire the fire of tzedek, righteous justice? When someone is vulnerable, you know in your bones you must be the voice for the vulnerable. That is a holy fire, Eish Kodesh. Is the fire of Gemilas Chasodim overflowing loving kindness? That is the Eish Kodesh. Is it the fire of Talmud Torah, studying the Holy Torah with deep passion for wisdom and truth and becoming close to Hashem Yisbarach? Is it the fire that keeps a teacher in the classroom long after the bell rings? Or a parent patiently passing down our Messiah, our traditions to the next generations? That is a holy fire. Whether your passion is for justice, kindness, or wisdom, that is your kinnah. That is your piece of the holy flame. And the Torah, and its infinite wisdom, looks at you with your beautiful, powerful, holy fire, and it asks two critical questions. First, is it pure? Is it tahar? When you act on that passion, is it truly for the cause? Or is there a little bit of ego mixed in? A little need to be right? A little desire to be recognized? And second, after you have fought your battle, after you have poured your heart and soul, your whole being into your project, How do you find your own covenant of peace, your own Bris Shalom? How do you make yourself whole again? How do you ensure that your passion for justice doesn't turn you into an angry person? How do you balance this holy fire, this Eis Kodesh, with your own inner peace, your Bris Shalom? That is the work of a lifetime. It is the hardest and holiest work there is. So let us acquire the Bris Shalom, this Bris of wholeness. May we all have the courage to channel our passions for good. And may we be blessed with the wisdom to find the peace that makes us and our fractured world complete again.